The story in Uvalde is shifting again. During last Tuesday's horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School, officials say the gunman did not enter through an open door, as they said before. A teacher closed it, and they're investigating why it did not lock. Let's get the latest with Bree Kirkham, editor at Texas Public Radio. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Can you give us the latest on the timeline of the shooting? It's hard to follow.
Yeah, so the newest information that came out yesterday, an attorney who is representing the teacher that you just mentioned, who is not being identified out of safety concerns, had clarified that she had shut that door once she realized that there was a dangerous situation happening, and that door didn't lock. And DPS now has confirmed that and says that that is the case. The door was supposed to lock. The teacher was under the impression that it would as soon as she shut the door. And now we understand that's that's not what happened. That door was not locked.
There have been several corrections this past week, say whether the shooter encountered an armed guard at the school, yes and then no, how quickly officers charged in, this door question. Is it clear why we're getting all these corrections?
Right, so that's not clear, but there have been many, and the story has definitely changed from a week ago. I will say the day, the afternoon, the evening of the shooting, we had a reporter there on the ground who was kind of describing the scene and the information as it was being shared. What was a little strange was that there were two press conferences that happened maybe an hour or two apart from each other, but no information was given, no numbers on casualties, and media was not allowed to ask questions. And the person who was leading this meeting was Pete Arredondo. And he was standing in front of county officials and Texas DPS. It appeared he was in charge at that scene. And now, of course, his handling of the situation is under question.
So how is all this being received by the grieving community in Uvalde? Do people seem to be paying attention to all these details?
Absolutely. And I have to say, I was there at the end of last week, and the communication and the lack of transparency is the biggest source of frustration for the community there, of course, for the families, for the parents. Again and again, talking to parents, that is the point where their frustration really meets the road of why weren't we told anything? Why were we told the wrong thing? Why did we believe the wrong thing was the case for so many hours or days after the shooting?
Yeah. And finally, you know, what remains unclear, what remains uncertain in this inquiry?
Right. Lots of questions. Some of the questions that weren't answered at the end of last week to DPS Director McCraw was, you know, the students and the teachers, there were several who called 911 and were saying, we're still in the building, please help us. Who of those students and teachers survived? One caller said, you know, there's still 8 or 9 students who are still alive in the classroom. Did any of them survive? Those are questions that we think, if they could be answered, would really clarify how the situation could have gone differently if it had been handled faster.
That's Bree Kirkham, editor at Texas Public Radio. Bree, thank you.
Thanks.